brings it over the line for the Wolverines. Gets away from the check of care. Plays it below the goal line. Around the boards it goes. Brindley plays it back to the point. Fantilli on his backhand side, up off the glass to Brindley. Brindley down low, has his pocket picked. The Badgers touch it up. And the Wolverines will go back on the power play. Their second man advantage situation here of the second period.
Exact case, and it was just a matter of Jugnuth got beat to the outside, and as he tried to shoot his stick across, he ended up clipping the feet out from underneath the Michigan forward, and as a result, we'll take a two-minute minor and sit in the sin bin as the Badgers try and kill off their second consecutive penalty.
I'll state the obvious here. That's one area you don't want to play with fire with Michigan's power play, their talent, their success, that they've already put the numbers up, and you've got all the momentum now having scored the last three goals and taking a 3-2 lead here on home ice. Michigan power play is underway. Puck will squirt out of the zone in front of the Wolverines bench and back out to center ice. So Fantilli will have to retreat into his own zone, stop behind the net as he's being watched closely by Lindmark. Gives it off for Hughes, and Luke Hughes, the defenseman, brings it out to center ice.
Look
through the neutral zone. Flows right in. The left-hander, number 43, has the puck dangling on his stick. Gives it off for Fantilli. Back to Hughes just inside the blue line. Samuskevich on the near side. Back to Hughes. A one-timer. Didn't get much on it. And it was like a changeup floating through traffic. Mo might have got a piece of that one, and it goes wide of the net. Wolverines maintain possession of the puck, however. Lay it to the near side to Duke. Dylan Duke sends it back to Samuskevich. He'll walk it down the near boards. Bottom of the circle. Looking out front. Can't find an opening. Finally slides it down low to Hughes. Gets it back. Pass is deflected. Comes back to Hughes. Samuskevich on a one-timer. And that goes up over top of the shoulder of Mo. Off the glass and all the way back into the Michigan zone. The Badger penalty killers can get a quick change. Horbach and Lindmark and Vorlicki all over the boards. Badgers get three of the four change. Luke Hughes back into the offensive zone. Snaps a pass off cross ice as the Wolverines now set up the power play. 45 seconds remaining in the man advantage. McGroarty takes the shot. Almost a shot pass that's deflected. Finally, Mersch had it, but then slipped up as he was trying to wrist it out of the zone. McGroarty on the near side. His wrist shot is deflected. Good stick by Kuhlemans there to deflect that one out of play.
And the clock winds down to 36 seconds with 13:04 left here in the second period. Badgers clinging to a 3-2 lead. Staying out of the penalty box will be one of the points of emphasis here in the second period by Coach Granato.
This Michigan power play, I mentioned the impressive numbers so far this season, that they're second in all of college hockey. They were 0-5 last weekend against the Harvard Crimson. In fact, 0-8 over their last three games entering this weekend. You can make that 0-9 now as they were denied on their first man advantage opportunity here tonight. Face-off in the Badger zone. Estapa will take it for the Wolverines. It's pulled to the near side. Lodge had it and escapes. Squirts back to the blue line, held by Casey. Seamus Casey spins away, gives it off to McGroarty. McGroarty top of the near circles. Pass is deflected. Horbach scoops it up, plays it over to Lindmark. Lindmark with time lifts it up into the air. Couldn't get it deep. One of those where he was trying to get it back to Horbach. Might have just thought the better of it and just wristing it all the way down into the zone. A wraparound attempt comes right up front. On the far side, a wrist shot goes wide of the net. Badgers dodge a bullet there as Michigan comes in on the rush and a wraparound attempt. The puck just rolled off the stick and went to the far side, and the wrist shot went wide. Back comes Moyle, and on the attack on his backhand side. Vorlicki had him tied up enough to disrupt the action so he couldn't get a good shot off. And here's Lucius with Jugnuth on a 2-on-1. Jugnuth, I think, is going to be offside. Indeed, he was. Lucius made that last little move to turn his body and wait one more little dangle with the stick, and Jugnuth couldn't wait any longer as he wanted to go in, and he's offside.
Yeah, take a penalty and then get an offside on a 2-on-1. Not a good shift.
No. Good news for the Badgers here is that they did indeed kill off that Michigan power play. So the penalty kill unit 2-for-2 here so far tonight. And with 12:20 to go now in the second period, Badgers still lead it 3-2. Shots on goal advantage 15-8 for the Wolverines. Face off in front of the Badgers bench. Scoots back to Edwards inside his own zone for Michigan. And the Wolverines will break it out to center ice. Moyle has to spin away from it. Check the bat. The Wolverines captain plays it ahead. Edwards with a centering pass will come right out front. It bounces around. Jugnuth will get to it below the goal line. A delayed call coming on the Wolverines here. It's sent around to Gorniak on the far side. He absorbs a hit, loses control of the puck. And as he does, it's touched up by Granowitz. And a penalty call coming on Michigan. So the Badgers will get another quartz power play.
I'm pretty sure that Ethan Edwards is the guilty party. It appears that he's making his way to the Michigan side of the penalty box. And I would venture to say that it's, it was right off the deflection in front of the net. And as the Badger player tried to react to go to the rebound, to get the rebound. He got in a situation where Edwards just pulled the feet right out from underneath him.
Boy, remember when I talked in that first period about the free-flowing, how quickly everything was moving? What happened here in period number two?
This is stoppages. A coach's nightmare.
Yeah, stoppages, penalties. The good news is that the Badgers have the only goal of the period, and they're going on the power play now. Another quartz power play for the Badgers. Back to Gulemans off the draw, and his wrist shot is deflected and goes over top of the net. East St. Paul controlling along the near boards. Gets it back to Jugnauth. Right up the middle, wrist shot through traffic. That's blocked and never reaches the net. Portillo was screened and might have hit the man screening him, that being Bantle up front. Jugnauth slipped up to the blue line. De St. Paul swats it around the boards and keeps it in. Kuhlman's on the far side. Centers it up front. He's got Bantle, who lets the wrist shot go quickly and sent it wide of the net. De St. Paul on the near boards. Plays it to Jugnauth up top. Wrist shot through traffic, and that bounces off Portillo and wide. Bantle was camped right out front looking for it. Caulfield goes over to Kuhlman's on the far side on the top of the circle. Couldn't control the pass. Kuhlman's comes right back through the middle off of Caulfield's stick, and De St. Paul has it now along the near boards. Matthew D. St. Paul down below the goal line. Sharp angle shot. That goes right through the crease. And now Kuhlemans has along the far boards. To Jugnauth just inside the blue line. Over to D. St. Paul. Top of the circle. Near side is wrist shot right on. And Portillo makes the save. Leaves no rebound this time.
Yeah, Carson Kuhlemans has done a great job in this first 53 seconds of the power play. He's eliminating their defensemen. So it's basically a 4-on-3 power play. And you saw that Kuhlemans was open on the far side. They were able to go through the middle of the triangle, which is kind of a nightmare.
Well, we've seen on all these power plays for the Badgers, they've been able to get passes right through the slot, right through that sly hot area. They've been able to take the aggressiveness of the Michigan penalty killers and find some space in the middle there. Sometimes they haven't connected, but sometimes they had and created opportunities. Off the faceoff, the Wolverines get to it. Druskinis gets it out of the zone at center ice. Dexheimer looked, thought about going for it, but Estapa was the first one to get to it, and he'll wrist it back into the Badger end. Penalty still has 50 seconds to go in the tripping call as the Badgers on the court's power play. Dexheimer takes the pass deep in his own zone. Long lead pass through center ice, finds the tape of Erdahl. Erdahl cutting towards the net. Erdahl on his forehand plays it off the side of the netting, had the crowd coming out of its seat as they saw the netting go as if like it was a made jumper, but no, that was off the side of the cage, didn't get it in. Wolverines send it all the way down the ice, and they'll get a change. Jared Moe will play it ahead. Long lead pass finds Stramel at the far blue line. Stramel through his skates, dangles it, finds its way back to his stick, gets it to Cruz Lucius. Lucius trying to get around to check if Hughes, can't do so. Plays the backhander back to the blue line to Dexheimer. Dexheimer along the near boards, back to Lucius. Lucius to the middle, his wrist shot is blocked up front, never reaches the net. Nice block there by Jackson Hallam, who will send it all the way down the ice.
Good shot selection, just got to get it by that guy. Get to a passing lane or a shooting lane that not being obstructed.
Boy, the times we've made jokes about the Lucius and Strema where it might look a little slower than some other guys. Not their stick handling, though. They can dangle the puck and move it on their stick, that's for sure. Whistle here and a stoppage with 9:46 to go in the first or second period. Offside the call. They're going to get a timeout. We will as well. Badgers on top of the Wolverines, 3-2. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheese making. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hey Badger fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout in over 140 daily jackpots. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Badgers leading the Wolverines 3-2 with 9:46 to go here in the second period of play. A free-flowing action-packed first period, a penalty-filled, a little choppier second period, but the Badgers have the only tally. to give them that one-goal advantage. Faceoff in front of the Badger bench. Pulled back into their zone. Daniel Lotch will play it ahead. Off the stick of Bantle. Fantilli takes it from behind and dumps it back into the Badger zone. Moe stops it behind his own net. Goes too far for Lotch. Taking a swat at it was Bantle. Couldn't hack it out of the zone. Badgers, Dexheimer will play it off the near boards and off Horbach into center ice. Bantle racing ahead. Ties up his man on the forecheck. Good work by Bantle sticking with it. He's knocked down to his knees, stays with the check, follows up again a third time, and I think a penalty call coming here. And then another shot after the whistle. This one delivered by the Wolverines' Granowitz, sending a Badger down to the ice. But I think Bantle's going to go.
He's going to go for slashing. That's the situation where he's one-on-one. The guy's got his shoulder in front of him, and Bantle slaps his stick and knocks it out of his hand. So not a good penalty to take at this point in time, especially after the little fracas that went on. But fact of the matter being is the Badgers have killed off two in a row here in the second period. We'll see if they can do it a third time.
Don't want to keep playing with fire.
Exactly.
Scarecrow, don't want to keep playing with fire. Badger power play, or excuse me, the Michigan power play, as I mentioned, coming into the weekend, second in the NCAA. Have struggled at least statistically the last couple of games. And so far have yet to score tonight. See if the Badgers can keep that streak going. Wolverines control off the faceoff. Shot from the far side is deflected off the stick of Horbach. Goes behind the net. Brindley's centering pass is picked off by Horbach, and he'll wrist it all the way down the ice, and he and Owen Lindmark will head for a quick change here. Just 15 seconds gone by in the slashing call.
Michigan taking a little page out of the Badgers' book. As soon as you get it, shoot it.
Wolverines bringing it out of their own zone and through center ice. Seamus Casey gets it in over the line. Pass hops over the stick of McGroarty, who plays it off the board. He'll send it cross ice where Casey will finally track it down. He just turns and throws it towards the net. Had LaPointe camped up front. Moog blockers that one aside. Along the far boards, it's played off the back wall to the near side. Mersch hustling after, trying to get there. Kulemans does, gets it out to center ice. Stang gets around a check, and here comes Stang in on a breakaway. Stang on his forehand, shoots, save is made by Portillo, who snatches it with the glove out of the air. Oh, a great rush and a chance for Sam Stang, looking for goal number four here tonight, but he was denied.
Yeah, that was a good forecheck. You get into a situation where the Michigan defenseman knows he's the last man. He's got his head up, he's looking. Sam Stang just picked his pocket basically right here in front of us and walked in all alone, but he went high glove, and I'm not so sure that that was the best shot he could take. Regardless, it's a great opportunity shorthanded.
Boy, you could see that rush coming, and that Stang was going to get around the defender and win a race of the puck, and now a penalty call coming on Michigan right off the draw, and that will negate the Wolverines' power play. It was Horbach that's being congratulated by his teammates that drew the call. And getting the gate, I believe, will be the captain, Dylan Duke.
Yeah, Dylan Duke, you're instructed to hold your man off if you win the draw. Horbach just tried to go right through him, ended up losing his glove and everything else. So a holding call to make it 4-on-4 for a minute and 5 seconds, and then the Badgers will enjoy 55 seconds of power play.
Lindmark off the draw did the old Mike Eaves, trying to shoot it on his right-hand forehand side right to the net, and Horbach was cutting down from the circle, as you mentioned, got dragged down to the ice. Caulfield off the faceoff, pulls it back to Kulemans, but that won't connect. Badgers need to get back to cover up. They do so. Good hustle by Kulemans. Plays it to Caulfield. So we're four skaters aside. A lot of open ice here right now for at least the next 55 seconds on the slashing call before the Badgers will get a brief power play. In the Michigan zone, the Wolverines, Truscott pinned up against the boards by D. St. Fall. Puck squirts loose and a chance for Samuskevich to bring it to center ice. He brings it all the way to the Badger blue line, then sends it down deep. Kulemans has it, fakes the pass going backwards. Fantilli bought that just enough to slow up, and that allows Kulemans to get all the way down the ice, dangle it between his skates, finds a D. St. Fall who's trailing on the play, but he couldn't get much on the shot as he was tied up as he was letting it go.
Yeah, I think they tied up the top hand, which is what you tell your defenseman to do, and it was a good play by Michigan.
Good play by Kulemans, too, to find him and know he was going to be there on the rush. Fantilli's shot coming back in the other direction is deflected up off the netting, and so that'll bring a stoppage with now 15 seconds to go in the Bantle slashing penalty.
And a minute and 11 to go in the Dylan Duke. That's a good name. I like that.
Yeah, that is a good
Dylan
name.
Dylan Duke.
Yeah. Double D. I'm sure is what his friends call him, or the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Two first names there you can go with. So the Badgers will get a power play when all is said and done here. They lead it 3-2, 7:30 now and counting in the second period. Jugnauth behind his own net, puts on the brakes, gives it off to Dexheimer on the near side. He returns a pass to Jugnauth, who brings it up out of his own zone. To center ice, he'll drop it for Lucius, over the motion W through the neutral zone, in over the line. Badgers back at full strength as Bantles out of the box. Puck along the near boards in the Wolverine zone. They're able to wrist it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. And the Badgers now power play that has 45 seconds and counting on it. A quartz power play here for the Badgers. They've converted on a 5-minute major tonight in the first period. Here's Lucius at center ice. Fake the pass to Strammel, who's going to drop it to him. Instead, has it taken off his stick. It bounces around. Lucius follows up. He creates a turnover. Puck bouncing around. Finally, Strammel knocks it down out of the air to his stick. Cuts towards the middle. His wrist shot goes right over top of the cage. A clearing attempt. Bounces off the stick of Strammel, but Estapa wins the battle. Gets it out to center ice, and he'll wrist it hard into the Badger zone. Past Jared Moe all the way to the far side. Edwards is there. Finds Estapa right up the middle. Dropped it off. He had McGroarty. That didn't connect. Badgers clear. Goes all the way down the ice to Portillo behind his own net. Chances at either end at 3-2. I have a good feeling this is not the last goal we've seen tonight. And there was a centering pass, and Bantle deflected it right on Portillo, who got a piece of that one.
Just barely got a piece of it, too.
Lucius had Bantle camped right on the doorstep on the deflection. Here comes Luke Hughes on the rush for the Wolverines. Gets the puck through Kuhlemans, but it rolls right onto Jared Moe, who elects to cover up as the penalty expires and the teams are back at full strength.
It's been a while since I've seen a defenseman like Luke Hughes, who just makes the game look so easy. Boy, he's got some talent.
He does indeed. His brother Jack, a first-round pick of the New Jersey Devils, playing with them. Got another brother who is a Quinn, who's a first-round pick, playing for the Vancouver Canucks. And Luke himself with a first-round selection, fourth overall this past year by the New Jersey Devils. His 39 points last year, number one among freshman defensemen in all of college hockey. Vorlicki controls it off the draw. Along the near boards, he'll play it out to Stang at center ice. He'll backhand it off the wall and deep into the Michigan zone. Stopped by Portillo, gets it past Mersch. Stang is there to keep it down low to Mersch. Mersch backhands it towards the point to Vorlicki. Along the far boards, he's just pinned up against the wall by TJ Hughes. Shot from the blue line by Stang, doesn't reach. Erdahl has it, plays it off the board, slams it to Vorlicki. Michigan defenders right on top of him, gives it off to Erdahl. Long wrist shot through traffic, he scores! There's another one. Google Maps says throw it this way, because it's going to find the back of the net. The Badgers lead it 4-2.
Well, I tell you what, it was legalized warfare down in front of the Michigan net. You get into a situation where Dominic Mersch was just getting pounded down in front, and Erdahl, again, shoots it up a high, and there were two Michigan defenders back there, but neither one of them would get out of the way, so I don't think that Portillo had any idea that that puck was going to be up high, and A, it was going to be on net, and B, that it was going to be that high and make it into the net.
And as I know you would expect, having watched the replay, Dominic gave as good as he got there. There were a couple of cross checks he delivered in the back, but all that confusion, all that screening, all that chaos in front of Portillo helped the Badgers get goal number four here, and they lead it 4-2 in the second period. Badgers in their own zone. Lindmark with it. He'll wrist it ahead to center ice. Bantle in over the line. He's got Horbach with him. Horbach gloves it down. They announced that Erdahl gets credit for the goal on the shot. It found its way through all of those sweaters and past Portillo. Kerr holds it at the line. He'll wrist it wide of the net off the backboard. Pinching in his Lotch. Takes it below the goal line. Puck knocked off his stick. Horbach from a sharp angle throws it towards the net. It deflects off bodies. Never reaches the net as Bantle was camped out there. Duke plays it ahead. Lindmark on the back check. First one to get to it in his own zone. Off the near boards, all the way into the Wolverine zone, and icing will be the call. 4:46 to go in the second. Badgers now on top of Michigan, 4-2.
It's not bad. They're a little bit tired. Horbach, Bantle, Lindmark, a little bit tired, but Lotch and Kerr, this is an abbreviated shift for them. Those are the two defensive defensemen that I would love to have out here on this situation. Watch, it's going to come back and bite me, but I said it.
Caulfield pulls it towards the boards, held at the line by Druskinis. Keeps it in. Lotz will take it behind his own goal. Slamming off the boards on the near side, off the chest of Horbach. They say it was deflected, so it goes. One referee was waving it off. And a delayed penalty call coming on Michigan here. Bantle was tripped up after the delayed call was already coming. I believe it was going to be a high stick on the Wolverines. And so the Badgers, up by two, will get a quartz power play late here in period number two.
I'm not so sure. Okay.
Never question my guessing on penalty. Oh, yeah. I'm only wrong 99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
So the face of the penalty, excuse me.
Druskinis.
Druskinis will go. Johnny Druskinis, the freshman defenseman out of Plymouth, Michigan, gets the gate for the high sticking call. And so a quartz power play here for the Badgers with 4:28 to go in the second. They're on top by two. They've been outshot 17-14. I was going to say before all of that happened, we talked about the Badgers after the layoff and playing a more quality opponent this week, having to be able to get used to the pace. That's the next step, getting used to it. You got to play three full periods at this pace against a team of this quality to see if you've got the energy and the stamina. Caulfield plays it to Bantle. He comes out from below the goal line, tries that move where he's shielding it on his back side and then tries to stuff it on the near side but was denied. Jugnoff gets it to D. St. Paul, top of the near circle. Doesn't like what he sees. Played it back towards where he thought Jugnoff would be, right up the middle, but Jugnoff had cut to the near side along the blue line, so the pass goes all the way back down to Moe. That's kind of how the own goal was scored back a few games ago. Here's Caulfield through center ice. Gets it over to Kuhlman to the far side. Nice pass right out of the tape of Bantle. Let's the wrist shot go, and oh, that one was rocketed right for the far top corner, but just missed it. D. St. Paul and Kuhlman's on the forecheck. Pry it loose. It'll squirt to the near side. Fantilli will control. Can't get it out of the zone as it flutters. Picked up by Bantle. Got a man up front. Gets it over to Kuhlman's, but it was on his backhand side. Couldn't control the pass cleanly. Then he trips up his man, and ooh, he's lucky not to get a penalty call there as he sent Hughes down to the ice right hard into the boards. Here's a chance for the Badgers. They find Gorniak in on the break. Takes a long lead pass, and Gorniak with the wrist shot, and that's deflected. I think Portillo got a piece of it, but it went well wide of the net. Gorniak got behind the defense, took a long pass from the far blue line, and had a mini breakaway that he just couldn't bury.
That's about the third breakaway the Badgers have had.
Back in their own zone, Lucius with it now. 35 seconds to go in the quartz power play for Wisconsin on top, 4-2 here. Fun night at the Kohl Center here between the Badgers and fifth-ranked Michigan in a Big Ten clash.
Don't get sloppy, gentlemen.
Poked out to center ice. Lucius will have to regroup. Gets away from a check of Samuskevich. Brings it in over the line. He's got Strema with him. Strema will cut to the middle. Lucius will backhand it to the blue line to Dexheimer. Dexheimer swings it over to Ertl. Top of the far circle. Wrist shot right on. Save is made. Puck was still loose. It goes right through the blue paint. The Badgers couldn't get a shot on as Gorniak steered it out front, but nobody could tap it home. Stramo along the near boards. Gets away from a check. Has control of the puck. Cuts towards the net. On his forehand, slides it cross ice. Had
right
a man
idea.
There. Had Lucius, but the puck was deflected. Penalty is over. Lucius hit from behind. Has the puck knocked off his stick. Badgers luckily able to get it into deep into the zone as they were looking for a change and almost got caught in an odd man breakaway rush for the Wolverines. But back they come. McGroarty in over the line. Along the near boards. Sends it out front. It's played back towards the blue line. Held? No, it was not held. Fantilli was there coming late off the bench as the
correct.
Wolverines made a change, and it just got enough white space between that blue line and the puck to call the offside.
And where you and I sit here up in the press box, you could just see enough white to make the official make that call, much to the chagrin of the Michigan Wolverines.
So a face-off right down below us here inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Parent. 4-2 Badgers on top. 2 minutes to go now in the second period. Badgers need to finish strong here these last 2 minutes after adding two goals here to their tally in the middle frame. It's thrown in on Moe, squeezes it, hangs on. He'll take a face-off to his left. It was 2-2 after one. The Badgers have scored the only two goals in this middle frame.
Well, it's interesting to me is that Daniel Lotz, the defensive specialist, I guess, if you want to call it from that perspective. Twice he turned the puck over during that shift, and I think it's just because Michigan became so aggressive on the dump-in.
So a face-off to the left of Moe. It's pulled back and controlled by the Wolverines. Long shot from the blue line. Moe able to see it through the traffic. Down on his knees, got the glove on it, squeezed it, and hung on to it on the long bid by Seamus Casey.
And that's... You got 24-2 out there. Kerr and Lotz, both of them were locked on.
TJ Hughes to take the draw for Michigan. Badgers with a late change here as Caulfield comes out. They circle around. Maybe one of those just trying to give the guys a breather here for a second, too, as Mersch will be the one that heads off. But Caulfield to take the faceoff for Wisconsin. Pulls it back between his legs. Badgers win an important draw there. Lotch plays it off the glass. Can't get it out. Casey slides it through the high slot. It's kept in. Played down low. Kerr knocks it down out of the air. Say he played it with a high stick. And so another stoppage with 1:41 to go.
I thought if you hit it with a high stick and you picked it up yourself, that it wasn't a high stick. And that's exactly what Kerr did. He knocked it out of the air and then picked it up himself. So
I'm not going to question you on that one. But no, nobody else seems to be hollering. So, you know, we'll go with what they say here. Face off in the Badgers zone. Pulled back to Hughes just inside the blue line. He'll play to Samuskevich. Leads the team in goals with his 12 so far this season. Along the far boards, Erdahl can't get it out of the zone. Badgers need a clear here. It hops over Stangskate. A wrist shot from the high slot by Duke goes over top of the net. Now Duke has it below the goal line behind the net. Along the far boards, try to steer past to the blue line. Erdahl will get it out of the zone all the way down as it rolls on edge. Portillo has to come out because Erdahl is the first one coming down right on top of him, or he would have had a scoring opportunity. Hughes at center ice. Gets away from one check. Backhand pass, cross ice to Samuskevich. Peels away. Leaves a little drop pass.
Attaboy.
On the attack. Good job by the Badgers there to get it off Truscott's stick and out to center ice. Final minute of the second period. Hughes back in his own zone, being watched by Bantle. Plays it up along the near boards. Picked off by Lindmark. He'll wrist it right back in. Bantle will touch up to get the Badgers back onside. Hughes in his own zone, plays it ahead, off the stick of Lindmar, swats it off the boards, back to Kuhlemans as the Badgers can get control of it. Kuhlemans, long cross-ice pass, right on the stick of Horbach, taps it ahead in the offensive zone. Lindmar hustling after it, can't get to it in time, and the Wolverines control. Estapa collects the pass along the near boards. At center ice, he'll snap one cross-ice, and in on the attack come the Wolverines. Granowitz puts it on net, Moe will hang on here, leaving no rebound on the long shot attempt, with 26.1 to go in the second period, 4-2 Badgers.
I'm impressed with the fact that you know all their names by their numbers. I have a tough time seeing the numbers when they're away from us.
Well, and this is a team with some fun numbers.
Exactly.
Estapa 94, Granowitz 71, Kiernan 90, Johnny Druskins 53, Luca Fantilli 63, Ethan Edwards 73. Those are not always the normal numbers that you see. I mean, Cruz Lucius was tough enough with a 51 out there for the Badgers. But imagine a team filled with them for Michigan. Wolverines control it off the faceoff. A cross-ice pass a little long for Edwards. It goes off the near boards. Doesn't go out of the zone as Hughes keeps it in. But now Badgers' chance to clear. Kuhlemans cross-ice to Gorniak right in front of his own bench. He'll lift it into the air. Down deep for Stramo. Peels away from the Wolverines checker. Gets it to Cruz Lucius. Lucius plays it towards the net. It's deflected. Gorniak is tied up down there. Gorniak trying to get to it from behind. But he slips up and falls down as the horn sounds. Ending a very good second period for the Badgers. It was 2-2. After one, it's 4-2. Badgers after two. Our second intermission report comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Flowing first 20 minutes of play.
Really?
Produced a 2-2 result. Not quite so much free flow to the second period. Lots of power plays, but you know what? Lots of reasons to smile as well as the Badgers get the only two goals, and they lead it 4-2. Our second intermission report coming your way from the Kohl Center next on Throwback Weekend here at the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Save big when you upgrade with new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection, ready to take home today. Whirlpool appliances are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable. Get up.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Our second intermission report coming your way from the Kohl Center, where 6 goals have already been put up in the first 40 minutes. 4 of them for the Badgers, 2 for the Michigan Wolverines. And the Badgers lead it by that 4-2 count. Looking at a couple other scores from around the Big Ten tonight, Minnesota goes on the road in a matchup for first place in the Big Ten, and they shut out Michigan State by the count of 5-0, while Penn State at home beats Ohio State by the score of 2-1. Penn State, Michigan State, and Minnesota, the 3 teams fighting it out for first place right now in the Big Ten, while the Badgers and Michigan are in 6th and 7th place. Badgers 20 minutes away from trying to earn their first Big Ten win of the season and try to extend their winning streak to 5 in a row here, all on home ice after 4 non-conference wins. And they are 20 minutes away from that. It won't be easy, but it will be fun to see. We'll have the stats from the second period and get you ready for period number 3 when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was #1 in the Big Ten. Football, #1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with #1 rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Rob Vogel back alongside Ian Parham in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Two periods are in the books. Badgers lead it 4-2, Ian, and it's a tale of two cities is a tale of two periods here tonight, and just in terms of the flow and the way things went, but the production for the Badgers in that second period, they'll take that any day of the week, no matter how you want to play it.
Yeah, exactly the case. And you know, you talk about every day, you talk about getting the pucks on net, strange things can happen, blah, 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 blah. But I think the thing that's most impressive to me is that the Badger penalty killers have committed to blocking shots. They've committed to making one-on-one battles their victories, and it is showed tonight because there were significant amount of power play shots for Michigan and to no avail for them here in the second period. And it was a penalty marred second period. There was very little five-on-five flow. So my total impression of it is that special teams is going to win this game for Wisconsin.
In fact, that second period, the teams combined for 7 power plays, 9 shots on goal, but neither team was able to score on the man advantage. So Wolverines 0 for 3 on the night. The Badgers 1 for 5. That one being on that major penalty call back in the first period when they were able to convert and tie the game, and that they now lead 4-2. Shots on goal 20 for the Badgers after 11 in that second period. 9 in the second period for the Badgers, 16 for the game, excuse me. Wolverines with 11 in the second period, 20 now for the game. The goals in that second period for the Badgers, Corson Kuhlemans with his 4th of the year, Zach Erdahl, another even strength tally with his 4th of the year. They've certainly got Zach Erdahl going as of late. He scored 4 goals that all seem to come in the last 3 to 4 games.
He kind of has the magic
looking
touch.
For somebody. Yeah, he's looking for somebody. He does it.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. And interestingly, that you mentioned that the shots are only 20-16 with the amount of special teams power play and the emphasis on the Badgers shooting the puck on the power play whenever they get the opportunity, that's a low total going into the third period for most of the games that we've seen.
I believe it's the last 5 games in a row the Badgers have put over 40 shots on net in each
Correct.
Of those games, so just 16 right now, definitely a low total. Jared Moe with 18 saves, and for Eric Portillo, the Michigan netminder, 12 saves through 2 periods. Our third period coming your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Rain likely early, then changing to snow tonight. Otherwise, overcast. Lows level off around 11. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 18. Lows level off around 9 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Puck is dropped and we are underway with period number three here in this series opener between the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Badgers on top by the score of 4-2. In the Badgers zone, play continues. Dexheimer checked up against the boards. Moves the puck forward but can't get out of the zone. It goes between the skates of Horbach. Fantilli controls it now. Very dangerous Wolverine forward. One of the best offensive players in the country. Long lead pass. Vorlicki trying to track it down. Vorlicki on his forehand. Stop. Has the brakes on. Finds Bantle in the trailer. Oh, and his shot is deflected. Vorlicki was racing after a loose puck. And I mean, he was dead stopped along the near post with nowhere to go. No momentum. And Portillo taking away any opening. And so he finally had to just slide it back to Bantle, whose shot was deflected away.
My question is, what was Mike Vorlicki doing up there by himself?
I don't know. He saw the opportunity, went racing after the puck, beat the Wolverines defender to it, but couldn't really get off a shot or make a good move by the time he got to it. Down below the goal line by the Badger net. Caulfield will play it to the near side. Chance to try to clear for Malmquist. Gets it up to center ice. It's on the stick of DeSaint Fall. He's got a late trailer coming. DeSaint Fall spins around and sends the backhander right on Portillo, who makes the pad save. Kind of a spinorama move and let the backhander go, hoping to catch Portillo moving. Michigan quickly counters the other way. Brindley brings it in. Has it bounce off his stick and off his body. Comes to the near boards. Badger with a chance to try to clear. Malmquist couldn't do so. It bounces off Lotch to the blue line. Looked like Hughes was going to hold it, but he overskated it. And here come the Badgers. Malmquist in over the line. He's all alone. Let's the wrist shot go. And Portillo got a piece of that with his glove, and it flutters away. We're going to have a penalty call here, I believe, on the Badgers, maybe for too many men on the ice.
Nope.
Michigan.
I think it's going to go against Michigan.
Michigan penalty.
It is the too many men, and that's the signal I saw the referee giving. And so
yes,
there were lots of bodies for both teams flying over the boards. And all alone was Malmquist by himself when he let the shot go. So I wasn't sure there was who was going to get it. So the Badgers get a quartz power play and a gigantic opportunity here early in the third. Not 2 minutes gone by yet. And the Badgers looking to add to their two-goal advantage.
Just don't get sloppy. You know, they've had pretty much their way on the man advantage. But as we've seen, the Badgers have had two really good shorthanded breakaway opportunities. Doesn't mean that Michigan's not capable of doing it either.
Boy, if you couldn't use your best poly of the season right now, this would be a great time for it. Try to get that third goal. But the Wolverines initially win it off the draw and send it all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer will track it down, take it below the goal line. Moyle is right there. Dexheimer has to peel away from behind the net. Badgers, as you say, can't take your foot off the gas pedal here. Can't lose focus here. As they bring it in over the line, the pass was deflected, and as Erdahl touched it, he was offside.
Again, slow motion is not going to get you into the zone. Not against a team with the speed and physicality that you're going to see from the Michigan Wolverines.
And because of the line situation where it's been, that was the Badgers' second power play unit out there to start this man advantage. And so now the Badgers, with the whistle and the stoppage, get their first unit back out there. Off the faceoff, it'll go back into the Badger zone. Jugnauth will get it, scoop it up, take it behind his net. Comes to the near side. Drops it off the board, but very aggressive on the forecheck is Fantility, and luckily for the Badgers, Caulfield picked off the centering pass as Samuskiewicz was swooping towards the middle. They bring it over the line, a pass to Kuhlemans, and they're going to say that Kuhlemans did not hold up long enough and was offside.
Correct. That was a great back check by intercepting the pass by Brock Caulfield. He legitimately had a 4-on-2 going into the zone, despite the fact that three of them were standing still. Kuhlemans, just over-anxious, steps in.
Boy, if you had a nickel for every time, or if that guy would just take that last stride and hustle it over the line and then make the pass. Instead, it's an offside right at the blue line. Caulfield trying to win the draw. Puck bouncing around. Poked at by the Wolverines and sent to the Badger zone where Jugnauth will get it. Cuts out in front of his own net right up the middle. Drops a pass behind him. Got to be careful there. Brindley right on top of him. Takes it away from De St. Paul. Michigan very aggressive on the penalty kill. Badgers need to be careful here as Hallam has it. Centering pass comes up front. From the high slot, a wrist shot is blocked. That never reaches the net off the stick of Jake Kiernan. Here come the Badgers. De St. Paul, he's got Kuhlemans ahead of the rush. Kuhlemans has to peel away as finally the back checkers catch up to him. And he'll stop along the near boards. Badgers set up the power play. That now has 40 seconds remaining. Oh. Jugnauth lets a rocket go on a one-timer from the point, and that hits right off the post. Portillo never saw it. Back to Jugnauth inside the blue line at the Big Ten logo. He'll send it over to De St. Paul. Long wrist shot through traffic, and that whistles wide of the net. Jugnauth will hold it along the boards. He's hit from behind, loses his glove. Puck is underneath him. Brindley is staring down on top of him right below us, and finally they blow the whistle as Jugnauth is not able to get back to his feet. Had the puck right underneath him with now 23 seconds remaining in the too many men penalty to Michigan.
Good shot by Jugnauth. Boy, it beat Portillo clean, except for that metal thing.
Seeing the replay from up above, that thing hit it so cleanly and so hard, the whole net shook, and it looked like it was going to come off its moorings. It hit right in that upper 90 on the near side. Badgers win the draw. Comes to Lodge, played ahead to Lucius. Lucius has it roll off his stick as he was about to let the shot go, and that allows the Wolverines a stop, a chance to clear the zone and send it all the way back into the Badger end. Maybe time for one last rush with 10 seconds to go for the Badgers. Michigan coming out very aggressive on that penalty kill, as I mentioned. Their forecheckers will follow the Badgers right behind the net, trying to make them make a move and go quickly. Here comes Gorniak, cuts to the middle. From the high slot, he lets the wrist shot go on the top of the near circle, and Portillo makes the save.
Lookout.
Michigan back at full strength. They counter the other way. Estapa in over the line. Nice hustle by Gorniak on the back check to poke it away. Lucius at center ice, dangling it dangerously right at his own blue line. Turns it right over. Hughes had it momentarily. Pearson follows up. His wrist shot goes off the back wall. Hughes trying to get to it in time, but it's chopped at, comes back to the point, held at the line, and now here comes Bantle with a chance. Got a man with him if he knows on the rush. Bantle looking for some late health and then slid it over to Stramel, but it was in his skates. Bantle did the right thing because he wasn't going to win the foot race to the net. Spun it around, saw his man, and now Bantle from a sharp angle on a one-timer off the pass from Lucius is turned away. End to end we go. We said this every time a goal is scored. I don't think that's the last goal of the evening. Here comes a chance for the Wolverines, cutting to the middle of the net, and a chance for Dylan Duke is turned aside. And then Duke is knocked down on top of the puck below the goal line, up against the board.
And
it squirts loose, and now
Anthony
we're going to penalty.
Kerr is going to take a penalty.
Boy, not only the last, not the last goal, but not the last penalty here tonight.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. 15-17 left here in the third period. Badgers up 4-2.
Offsetting Miners, Wisconsin 24, 2 minutes remaining from behind. Michigan, Duke, 2 minutes in Boston.
Embellishment. So they're calling the actual hit by Kerr, and then they're saying Duke embellished it. You don't
Correct.
See that embellishment call much, but it is in there. And so instead of a power play, we'll have matching minors.
Yep. Dylan Duke's got a he's on the score sheet a lot.
He is. He's been involved. Gives us a chance to tell you that UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products at Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. So a hitting from behind call on Anthony Kerr, an embellishment call on Dylan Duke. So in essence, what they're saying is, yes, you indeed cheap shot him from behind, but you shouldn't have fallen down and flopped like that.
Yes.
Michigan controls off the faceoff. They'll walk it right down. Mo makes the glove save. Puck bounces, still loose. Horvath able to at least lift it out to center ice, but not deep, and Fantilli will take over.
I don't think that they realize that it's 4-on-4.
No, they're looking around for that extra teammate and what's going on. Michigan brings it right back in. Badgers kind of turned around, and they're lost. A sharp angle line shot that the Badgers were not sure where to go and turn, and Fantilli finds it back of the net. I'm not sure if it bounced off Mo, the post, or all of the above, but it's 4-3.
Off of Mo. It was a bad angle shot. He didn't get to the post fast enough, and it'll be one of those deals where between Kulemans and Vorlicki, I don't think either one of them realized even where the puck was at that point in time, and it just went off of his pad and into the net.
Adam Fantilli, his 11th goal of the season. He threw it from the left-hander, number 19, right on the goal line. I mean, his stick was maybe a foot over the red line and somehow threw it towards the net where Mo was not tight to the post, and it bounced off him and in. But there was confusion right from the get-go there from the Badgers, who seemed a little out of sorts, and as you mentioned, maybe didn't even realize it was 4-on-4. Lotch loses it, trying to break out of his own zone. Centering pass hits his own skate. He follows up with the hit, pinning his man Edwards up against the boards. They continue to play for it along the near boards. It's sent to the blue line. It'll go all the way back into the Michigan zone. And the Wolverines on the pass, so the Badgers can get a change and no icing call here. So Michigan now has got the only goal of the third period. They've cut the deficit to 1 at 4-3, and they're back on the rush in the attack here. Fantilli in over the line, takes the pass. Fantilli with a centering pass, bounces around in the slot, and boy, Lucius was heading up ice and not bothering to look for the puck that was right next to him. A wrist shot that got off the side of the page. Badgers very loose in their own zone right now, and Michigan trying to take advantage yet again.
Yeah, they can smell blood. There's no question about that.
Got some Badger guys who are looking to head up ice. One problem, they don't have the control of the puck as of yet. Lucius will wrist it in for the Badgers and get it in the zone. Stramo along the far boards had it in his skates, pinned up against the wall. Lucius below the goal line as well. Swat picks it away. Lucius gets it to Stramo. Stramo to Kuhlman's top of the near circle. Throws it towards the front of the net. Good decision. Lucius was there. Deflected and saved by Portillo. Goes well wide. Lucius, a centering pass, had a man right there. Tried to get it to Stramo, who now controls it along the near side. To Lucius. Gets around one Wolverine. Had it on his backhand. Kicked it from his skates back to his stick. Below the goal line. Finally, Lucius is put up against the wall and loses control of the puck. That allows Gavin Brindley to wheel and deal and bring it to center ice. In over the Badger line. Drops it off for Hughes. Penalties are over. Back at 5-a-side. Luke Hughes cuts to the middle. His wrist shot going for the top corner, then it is deflected and goes over top of the cage. Wolverines are not only getting chances, they're getting high quality scoring area chances right now. Badgers with some trouble in their own zone. The ice is spread. I mean, there are players at the other end of the ice, so it is wide open. It's almost like 3-on-3 action going on in the Badgers. When I think of Iowa girls basketball, when it used to be 3 offensive players and 3 defensive players. There's players at one end of the ice and a couple players at the other end of the ice.
Not familiar.
No. Behind there on net, it's...
Move your feet.
Kuhlman's now has control of the puck. He'll lob it high end over end into the air. Glove down by the Wolverines defender, Jacob Truscott. Gets it ahead to Samuskevich. His drop pass goes back towards Truscott again, but it's picked off by Lindmark. He'll wrist it off the back wall around the boards to Jack Horbach, who awaits it, gathers it, gets around to check. Ooh, he's hit up high. Stick caught him up high. Fans were looking for a penalty call, but none coming there. Samuskevich back in his own zone will peel away from Malmquist, who watches him closely. 12-10 to go in the third period. Badgers on top of Michigan 4-3. Fantilli throws it up high into the air in the offensive zone. It'll find Moyle on the far side off his skate. Tries to shield it away from Dexheimer, but now Caulfield has it for Wisconsin. He'll get ahead of steam and through center ice. Brock Caulfield dangles it, gets it over to Malmquist along the near boards, throws it towards the front of the net, and Portillo makes the save, and he'll hang on and get a break here. 4-3 Badgers on top with 11:53 to go in the third.
That's a good shot by Liam. He takes that shot. It doesn't appear like there's anything there, but he's just trying to keep it low to force the goaltender to make a save with his pad or his stick. And there was a wide open man on the far side looking for it. but he had no other option.
So a faceoff right below us here. Badgers riding a four-game win streak, trying to get win number five in their first in the Big Ten. Kulemans fakes the shot. Angle was taken away, throws it towards the net. Bantle was there, had the screen, but it was deflected and went wide of the net. Along the near boards, Vorlicki pinching in. Doesn't have anywhere to go with it. Tries to just tie it up along the near boards. Got a couple of Wolverines right on top of him. It squirts loose along the near boards. Moyle has it taken away from behind. Vorlicki following up. Good win by Vorlicki. Takes it towards the front of the net. Had a man try to slide a pass to him. Vorlicki had a chance to shoot or throw it to Bantle. He threw it towards Bantle, who I don't think we ever saw whether the pass was coming or not. Either way, it was disrupted on that attempt that never connected and covered up by Portillo.
Actually, Matty DeSaint-Fel got his stick on it. It was one of those deals where he's coming in as the right-hander, and he does shoot it off the pass, but he doesn't get any of the wood on it that he'd like to.
And I'm not sure if maybe the pass was supposed to be DeSaint-Fel, but if it goes to Bantle, I think he throws it in that far side of the net.
Or puts it up into the netting like he did last week.
That. Come on. Those days are over, man. Those days are over for him. Off the faceoff along the near boards, puck bouncing around and missing with a chance to clear, and they do just that. McGroarty gets it in over the line. It bounces back to Brindley. They're onside. He'll throw it towards the net. It'll go off the glass around the boards to the near side. Held by Brindley. Tries to get away from a checker by Hughes. Hughes centers it. It'll go all the way to the far boards. Will it bounce out? It does over the line. Erdahl trying to swoop in and get to it. Couldn't do so. Hughes will wrist it in. Has to try to avoid the check of Dominic Mersch. Moe helps it along to Kerr. Snaps a pass up. He's got a long lead pass. Tried to get it to Mersch on the home run connection, and that just missed.
Look out.
Here comes Brindley the other way. Played it right into the skates of Jugnauth. Boy, end-to-end action. Home run passes. It is wide open here. Nobody's going to confuse this with a New Jersey Devils neutral zone trap back in the 90s kind of game. Samuskevich at center ice gets it in over the blue line in the Badgers zone. His wrist shot is deflected and goes up off the netting, and a stoppage here. 10:32 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 4-3.
The only disenchanting part to me is that the Badgers aren't spending a lot of time in the offensive zone, and when they do get hemmed in their defensive zone, it's like they kind of go brain dead. And everybody tries to do it individually and not looking for where their teammates are.
So the Badgers in their own zone trying to win a draw here. Looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. And what would be a very big one here, and trying to extend that winning streak to five. The Wolverines get it up front. High shot from the high slot goes wide of the net. That off the tape of Ethan Edwards. Bouncing around, Kulemans has it below the goal line. Got just enough on it to get it over to Horbach on the far side. He'll get it out to center ice. Again, Bantle was shooting down the far side looking for that home run pass. Kulemans picks it off inside his own zone, gets it to Lindmark. He'll snap it ahead. There it is again. Another long lead pass at the far blue line to Bantle. Couldn't connect. Now Bantle sliding on his knees. Ties up his man Edwards from behind. Samuskevich and Horbach join this town hall meeting in the corner. Finally, the puck will come loose. And here come the Wolverines out of their own zone. Casey in over the line, puts on the brakes. He'll play it around the boards, waiting for some help. Vorlicki helps it along, but Moyle has it hop over his stick. Horbach is tied up by Moyle. Couldn't control the puck. It's bouncing around. Lindmark wins a battle enough to get it out to center ice. 9:35 to go now in the third of a 4-3 game. Badgers on top. Hallam loses it. He comes in over the line. Kulemans will play it off the boards ahead to Gorniak. He's got a trailer coming. Can he get it to him? No. Just got it behind Stramel, who is trailing the play, trying to make this an odd man rush for the Badgers. Lotch in his own zone. Good move to get away from one Wolverine. Gets it to Gorniak. He gets it ahead to Stramel. Absorbs the big hit. Here comes Stramel. Got help coming late. Gets it to Lucius. Looking towards the middle. Instead slides it down to Stramel on the near side. On his back end. He'll play it off front right in the blue paint. And Portillo whiffed on the first attempt, I think, either with his stick or his skate. It laid there dangerously in the blue paint. They're going to get a timeout with 9:07 to go here in the third. 4-3 Badgers on top. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
So far here, and more to come. Badgers on top 4-3 with 9:07 to go. Hey, Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. I guess the interesting is one way to put it. Fun, entertaining, high octane. It's been all of the above.
There have been pieces of it, yes.
Yes. As I said, all of the above. I don't know, free, not one thing tonight. We're getting a buffet of it. Lotch inside the offensive zone, holds at the blue line. Wrist shot right on Portillo. Got a piece of that one. He comes to the near side, in right in the blocker in the chest. Didn't know where the puck was momentarily. It's quartered to the near side. Lotch with a one time.
Yeah!
Daniel Lotch puts it on net. Cruz Lucius might have deflected it home. It's 5-3.
Not sure if he did or the defenseman did, but give Cruz Lucius some credit and give a lot of credit to Stramel, who made that nice, nifty little pass along the blue line to the Daniel Lotch, the defenseman. And Lotch, instead of just blasting it right off the bat, moves in and sees that Lucius is on the side of the net and shoots it in his direction more so than trying to score. But a